Henry VIII.
Oh, he had six wives, didn't he?
Six wives, imagine that.
Fancy being in the position where you can invent your own religion. I'd like to do that.
It's not bad, is it? Well, yeah. I'll tell you what I would like to do, that he used to do. Yeah. You know, like if you finish like a leg of lamb or something, just hurl it over your shoulder.
Oh, that would be good. I'd hurl it to knock one of them out, one of the servants out.
Yeah, I tell you right.
A big bruise on. So just, hey!
Yeah.
Get rid of that, you.
And then you could have an entertainer in, couldn't you, while you're having you? Because they were there, them lot with the hats, didn't they?
They did.
The jesters.
Would you, right,
yeah,
if you didn't like him, flip peas at him?
Of course I would. It'd be worse than peas. Might have Yorkshire puddings and
a
lot.
Would you?
Yeah, you were King Henry VIII, aren't you?
Of course you are. I'd even send him to the Tower for a week.
Don't
blame him, hey?
I'd go for it. I'd chop his head off.
Oh, God, good for you.
Chop his head off.
Don't mess around. You're King Henry VIII. You are, hey? On. All of you.
I tell you what we got. Henry VIII, X Factor judge. Straight on, no.
Brilliant.
Off with her head.
He said, I don't even know. On.
Don't even start, mate.
No, yeah.
You're out of here.
Get your hair cut. Bang. Oh, take the whole head off.
Head on a spike. Gone. Yeah.
He'll be there, Tower Bridge.
Good.
Now, sing for your supper now.
Sort that out. Anyway, what are they on about here?
Henry VIII.
Oh, Henry VIII. Yeah, there's a new programme on about him tonight. Patron or plunderer. They're saying, I don't know, we're not interested in that. We're more interested in his marital affairs.
Of course, when he's got me leg.
Yeah.
We don't care about patrons.
He slapped a bit of weight on, didn't he, later years?
Well, that's because he's got me leg.
I suppose he wouldn't have been getting out, he wouldn't have been jogging or anything, would he? Well, badminton.
No, and they didn't have any treatments then, so they just put maggots on it, you know.
Yeah, the leeches and all that.
Leeches,
in then,
yeah.
Yeah, they drop a load of maggots in a wound.
Of course they would, yeah,
they
munch away.
And you'd only see him again 2 weeks later coming out as blue bottles, wouldn't you?
That's right. Open up his trousers, let blue bottles fly out.
Dear.
That's where that saying comes from.
What's that then?
Your flies are undone.
Is that what it is?
Where it comes from.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for that. Now we got
I'm good on mystery, me.
It is. It's like being in with old what's
Fred
his
face? Fred Hughes.
Yeah, Fred Hughes.
I've told him about that.
Is he not having it?
Well, he had it.
He's had it, has he? Is he using it?
Okay, in his speeches,
he
goes up and down.
Using it, is he?
He's had intense quotes me this. Is it there alongside that Enoch Arnold Bennett?
Or the David Starkey? He'll be using it before you know, won't he?
Him having it with his long hair. Get your hair cut.
Wandering around battlements like he owns the place.
Lisping all over the place.
Oh, sort yourself out, mate.
Yeah, get a grip.
Sort yourself. And so we got that, and then we got this Dr. Foster, which everyone's on about, aren't they?
Is that Dr. Foster from Gloucester?
I don't know if she's from Gloucester.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tell her avoid the puddles. Avoid the puddles.
Yeah. But everyone's banging on about it, aren't they? You're out the loop.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
I don't want to see it.
In the papers the other day, there was pictures of her nude. Yeah, I don't want to see pictures of her nude.
Nude? What's next?
Nude.
Charlie Fairhead nude, wasn't it?
Oh, heavens forbid.
Yeah, heavens to Betsy.
Oh, yes, heavens to Murgatroyds.
That's the one, isn't it? That's the one. So I'm sticking with 8th, mate, tonight. Good old 8th.
Oh, that's good. What, 8th?
Eighth.
Henry the eighth. Yeah.
Henry the eighth.
In with the pies. Lovely.
If you're one of his mates, you can just refer to him as eighth.
Of course
he liked that old eighth. That's another thing you can say to Fred Hughes.
Do you know what I say? I used to call him H.
Oh, hey, well, you were that
friendly,
in with him, were you?
H, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, you have to watch it, though. You have to watch when you're saying that to him, don't you?
He'd wheeled a few things, but they'd be all right after a bit.
Yeah, it seemed to be his wives that he had the problem with,
yeah,
mainly.
You're all right with those lads, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, it's, you can imagine what it's like. You know what it's like, don't you? Imagine having all their wives. I suppose he had them all at once, though, did he?
No.
To be fair, because, you know, I mean, getting the call off one of them's bad enough, isn't it? Can you get some milk on your way home? Then it escalates into, like, tangerines,
and then I'll go back and get some rosemary.
Well, you know, you're doing a full shop.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah, and then you get back, it's like, where's gravy granules?
Yeah, you forgot the saffron. Have you tried getting saffron down at Aldi's?
Exactly. So that's Tuesday then.